The Mayan Codex by Mario Redding.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Chapter 1. Le Château de Montfaucon, Montargis, France, 25th of October, 1228. The young king knelt and prayed a little before the hunt. God, after all, was on his side. Then he and his 50-strong entourage clattered out of the Château de Montfaucon towards the domanial forest. It was a blustery autumn day, with fine leaves churning in the wind and a sufficient edge of rain to dampen the cheeks. The 12 mounted Cistercian monks who always accompanied the king were finding it increasingly difficult to adjust their chanting of the hours to the wind's hullabaloo. The king glared back at them from time to time, irritated at their swooping and swelling.
"You can all go home. I've had enough of your caterwauling. I can't make out a word of it."
The monks, used to their master's whims, peeled off from the hunt procession, secretly relishing the prospect of an early return to cloisters and to the roaring fire and plentiful breakfast that awaited them there. Louis turned to his squire, Amaury de Bâle.
"What you said about the wild boar, yesterday, when we were talking, that it too is a symbol of Christ, was this true?"
De Bâle felt a sudden rush of exultation. The seed he had so carefully sown had germinated after all.